Loki looked up through his hole to the sky, and though gentle tunnel folk were usually shy, the others warned nobody ventures above. But there was a family in a farmhouse he watched over and loved. When Peter lost his ball or his dragon-shaped kite, he'd find it by the doorstep later that night. And if foxes were stalking towards the chicken pen, with a swipe of his paw, he'd send them off running again. Through their years of fortune they never knew, the one who had helped them and made them so happy was you. They never knew. It was all thanks to Moki the Mole Man, all thanks to him. It was all thanks to Moki the Mole Man. They owe it all to him. They owe it all. Christmas morning, putting a star on their tree, he fell off his ladder, was startled to see Peter with his mom and dad staring in awe. Moki reached out a trembling paw, before a single word was said, he felt the impact of the bat on his head. He was taken away in a government van and was tortured for weeks till it was more than he could stand. Through tears he revealed where his people resided. What was left of his body was given to science. Now our slave moles build death drills in huge factories that'll help us dig up even more colonies. Our children and poor no longer hungry on the street when they've got an endless supply of mole meat. It tastes just like chicken. And it's all thanks to Moki the Mole Man, all thanks to him. It's all thanks to Moki the Mole Man, we owe it all to him. Yes, it's all thanks to Moki the Mole Man, all thanks to him.
You're our freaking Judas.
Thanks to
burning hell, Moki.
You owe it.